This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1571, the three-step formula to express yourself in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
When you are in a noisy and fast group conversation, you still need to be able to insert yourself and share your opinion. Today, get the three-step system to show the world what you think in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Awesome, Michelle. How's everything going for you?
I'm good, but you're the one who has something interesting to talk about.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I just came back from this crazy mountain hike hut trip thing where, yeah, this is the culture here in Colorado. We basically strapped on 30 pounds in the back of our bags, 35 pounds of clothing and food and things for a couple of days. We hiked straight up, right? It was like these incredible inclines up a mountain, and we stayed in a hut at the top of a mountain, walked through the snow. It was crazy. And then once you get to the cabin, of course, there's no running water. There's no electricity. So you have to boil water. You have to take the snow, boil water.
Oh, my.
And make a fire. Yeah.
Wait, so, yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No, I was going to say this is how people entertain themselves here in Colorado.
Yeah, this is not. Yeah, you were saying it's not like an East Coast thing.
Not at all.
So were you scared ever, like going straight up? Did you almost fall or anything?
I was surprised how steep it was. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of times when I was like, man, this is really steep. I could fall back with my pack, right? Wow. But yeah, it was just more intense. I think I must have burned at least 2,000 calories just in the first day of hiking, because you're sweating too, right? Here in Colorado, it's so when we started at the base, it was 70 degrees and sunny. This is near Aspen. And when we got to the top and it got dark, it was like 10 degrees out at night. There's a huge range. And that's another difference between the East Coast and the West in the U.S. Really interesting. So anyways, yeah, I've had an adventure.
Sorry. And now I'm curious. I mean, I have so many questions, but I'll just ask one more. How do you get down?
Yeah, well, I would love to ski down or sled down, but we actually just hiked down. We had snowshoes, so we were snowshoeing, because the snow is so deep that if you try walking through it, there's no way you'll exhaust yourself.
Wow.
Because you go 3 feet down, right? Your foot will post hole down.
Yeah.
So you need something to stay on top of the snow. So we had snowshoes. It was easier getting down than going up, but I guess you could say I've had a little nature therapy.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I am impressed, as my nature is just walking around the city. And
I mean, Central Park is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been spending some more time there recently. It's really, it is really nice to go there too.
That's awesome. Hey, I love Central Park. Yeah. Well, speaking of, therapy and all that stuff, conversation is also a good form of therapy for a lot of people, right, Michelle?
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, today we are really going to be getting into a good, useful speaking lesson here. And this is a follow-up to episode 1563, which was how to understand not just what, but why in fast conversations, right? So that was just a few episodes ago, guys. So definitely go over and listen to that. So in that episode, we used a clip from our Conversations and Coffee program. And you guys, if you don't know about that, Lindsay, do you want to tell them real quick?
Yeah, guys, it's a really great program to get into if you want to practice listening to group speaking conversations and fast conversations, native English. You can go over and sign up at allersenglish.com/fast. But Michelle, before we get further into this episode today, I do want to call out our reviewers so far in April, because I want to say a very special thanks. You know, these reviews, they keep us motivated, don't they, Michelle?
Oh my gosh, I love them. When you send me them, oh my gosh, they like definitely brighten my day.
Absolutely. So thank you to Hossein Vakil, Ali Parvaneh, Green Veer from China, Ada Andrea Alvarez Gutierrez from Bolivia, Miho Soga from Japan, Shamam from Iran, Jorge Santos from Portugal, and those are so far the ones we see. Guys, go ahead and rate and review our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Love it. Thank you so much, guys. Okay, so let's get into it. So in this episode, 1563, you were talking about your opinion on people asking parents for permission if they can get engaged to their child, right? Well, to their grown child.
That's right. Big topic. Good topic, too.
Exactly. So we wanted to expand on this today. So guys, again, this is a follow-up. There's so much to it and it's so important. And we were talking on this episode about listening for when people give their opinions and how they do it. And I mean, we were thinking, gosh, we have to go more into the speaking here. We were talking a lot about listening, some about speaking, but we're really going to go into the speaking part here. So on this episode, we talked about this general formula that Lindsay used when she was expressing her opinion and kind of giving the background. And today we're going to give you more examples. Lindsay, do you remember what was the formula?
I do remember. The formula was, step one is giving your quick opinion, just a quick, you know, I think so too, or I believe this. And then step two, giving an explanation. And then step three, giving your full opinion. So let's break these steps down, Michelle. How are they different?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you gave your quick opinion, right? And then you really went into this explanation. And the explanation was about someone else, about a story that you knew, somebody personal to you. And that really, like, it gives you... It's not just saying your opinion. It's not just saying, I think this, right? We have to go deeper. We have to give more. Why, right? And so that's what you did. And then at the end, you gave your full opinion really in a different way, kind of saying, okay, so that's why I think this. Now we understand. So it kind of ties it up at the end.
It ties it up. It adds logic to the reason you believe what you believe. I think that's the important, right? It's kind of it's the backup. It's the evidence of your opinion in a sense, right?
Oh,
it's the support.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. So we are going to get more into that in a second, but I did want to go through some key words that you used, Lindsay, when you were giving this, because these are super good and our listeners can use this as well in their formulas, right? When giving their opinions. So, okay, we had, I think, okay, in my mind, because... And so, right? So these are words that you guys, I'm sure you know, but let's just talk about them. So, I mean, Lindsay, you said, I think, and there's nothing wrong with keeping it simple and saying, I think, right?
Yeah, because the simplicity should come in the beginning and then the detail and the complexity comes later when you explain the thing you think, right?
Exactly. And sometimes when people say, I think too many times, though, it can be like, I feel like in writing, I was told not to say, I think. Did you get told that?
definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially in college writing, right. Or because that's a style, a certain style. And do you think that in conversation too, Michelle, it could become too repetitive? Or do you think it's just in writing? Are you just talking about writing?
I think it's mostly in writing. I think people really say, I think a lot. What do you think?
Did you say, I think people really say, I think. Oh, that's great. Love that. I think, Michelle, it's okay to say, sorry. I think that we, you know, in writing, you may want to avoid it, especially academic papers, but in conversation, it's okay, guys. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just how people talk. I mean, maybe you don't want to say it every single sentence. Like, you don't want to say anything a million times, right?
Of course.
But this is very common and fine. In writing, the reason that they sometimes say don't say that all the time is because it's obvious. You're the one writing the paper, right? So you don't need to say, I think. It's kind of redundant.
For sure. But if you guys are taking IELTS, you do have to know that there are entirely different rules that are different, somewhat different from the academic world, okay, that apply on the IELTS exam. The examiner thinks differently from your college professor. That's important to know. And to learn more about IELTS, we do a ton of IELTS prep stuff. Go over to the IELTS Energy podcast and hit subscribe. We have a former examiner, Jessica Beck, over there, and a whole team trained in these methods that really work, guys. Cool.
Love it. Love it. So yeah, I think. So for example, I think it's important to check with someone if it's okay to pet their dog.
Completely agree with that. What is your English level? What's your fluency score? Get it in 2 minutes at allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Take our simple quiz and get your level. Find out if you are 50% fluency, 65% fluency, or 80% fluency. allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
The next one is in my mind, right? So this can be used in different places in a sentence. So for example, you could say, in my mind, you should check with someone before you pet their dog. Or you should treat dogs with respect, and that's the important thing in my mind. And that was kind of, Lindsay, how you used it more. I think you used it more at the end, and you said, like, that's the important thing in my mind. I'm not sure if that was word for word, but pretty close.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I've heard a variation of this. I've heard people say, to my mind, which I think is maybe used more in Australia or other English-speaking countries. We don't really use that as much in the U.S., I don't think, right, Michelle? To my mind, do you use that?
To my mind. I don't feel like I use that much, no.
Yeah, I agree. But that is a variation you might hear, guys, from a native speaker. So
Exactly. And then we have because and so. Lindsay, you want to read a couple of those examples?
Let's see. Because I'm losing my place here, Michelle.
Oh, I didn't highlight it. I'm sorry, but it's here. No, these
I got
two.
It. I got it. Okay. Dogs deserve privacy just like people because they are real living beings and they need to be respected. So because is a great connector.
For sure. And then with so, what's the next one?
I have 3 dogs and they each have their own personalities. So I know that disposition can vary from dog to dog. Disposition, what a good word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. How they behave, right?
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Okay, so we wanted to go into those keywords that, you know, just to kind of do a refresher. Maybe you guys knew them, maybe not. But let's get into that formula. So let's imagine we are talking about travel, okay?
Okay.
So people are discussing the expense of travel and if it's worth it to spend a lot of money on travel, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could just say, using I think, right? I could say, I think it's worth it for sure, right? And then I could stop, right? I could just say, okay, I'm done, right? But what do you think?
But I think that you should take the floor a bit more, right? Part of, you know, connecting is letting people hear you speak. Mm-hmm. Right? Like letting people really see the real you. We've talked about this before, Michelle, on the show.
Yeah.
Guys, we want you to connect. And the only way you can really do that is share your life. If you just say, I think it's worth it for sure, it's almost like you're suppressing yourself because you could say more. So expand on it.
Exactly. So let's say I want to expand on it. And Lindsay, you're going to do the next opinion coming up in a minute.
Okay.
So let's say I want to expand on it. Okay. I could say, I traveled a lot as a child with my family, and those are some of the most valuable experiences someone can have. I could spend all of my money on clothes or jewelry, but to me, that's a little bonus. You could say, but to me, right? The photos and videos and memories of my trips are the best because they are so personal and I get to learn so much. So it's really important to travel. Now that's a long, that's a chunky, you know, thing.
But I see, you got all your connectors in here, right, Michelle? All the building blocks for explaining why you think something.
I got a ton in there. And then I can close it out, right? I can say it expands your mind and that's the important thing in my mind. I didn't mean to say mine twice there, but important thing in my mind. That's how I ended it. So I did step one. I gave my quick opinion. I really elaborated. I shared myself, right? And then I wrapped it up.
I like how you wrapped it up there at the end. It tied a nice little bow on it. It expands your mind, and that's the important thing. Right. So it's nice because it kind of says something a little bit maybe existential, right? Kind of a bigger idea.
Exactly.
To sum it all up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So Lindsay, now it's your turn. So
okay.
You're gonna laugh.
Okay.
I have some of the connectors, maybe not all. Lindsay, this is not necessarily you, okay? Oh, but I was just trying to show two contrasting opinions.
Okay, good. It's good to act out another role that's not who we are. That's a good thing for us. It's a good exercise. Here we go. I think travel is good, but I'm into smaller trips that don't cost a lot of money. You know, I've done some travel. Should I go into the next part, Michelle?
Yeah, sure. You can go for it. Yeah, you said I think. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've done some traveling. Once I spent $3,000 on a trip to Spain. Unfortunately, while I was there, I lost $2,000. It was so expensive. And personally, I'm the type of person who just wants some nice jewelry that I can use every day instead of just for a week or something. I really like beach trips and they can be right near where I live, like a staycation. So that works just fine. Those are the best trips I've had. So it's not really worth it to me. Ooh, okay. That's the opposite of me.
I know. I had fun writing that because I was like, let me write what the opposite of Lindsay.
Yeah, good thinking, good thinking. I hate going to the beach. It's so boring. You just lie there. Right?
I feel like I might end up at the beach this summer just because there's not too many places.
I know.
I can go, so I might have to find a love for the beach just for now. But yeah, I'm like you. So yeah let's talk about it. What did you say? You followed this formula.
Okay, so I started with my short opinion, right? The basic, the sneak peek kind of thing. I said, I think travel is good, but I'm into smaller trips that don't cost a lot of money. And then I expanded, right? And then I talked a little bit about the trips that I've taken. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I love this bonus. I said it was so expensive and personally, and listen to how I hang there.
Personally.
And personally, I stop. That's a good intonation for that bonus,
yes.
Guys. Okay. So good. Personally, I'm the type of person who just wants some nice jewelry.
No.
So what else, Michelle? I mean, what were some of the other connectors you heard or the building blocks?
Okay. Well, yeah, you continued and then really you wrapped it up. You said, so, right? That was the next connector. It's not really worth it to me, right? So that was how you finished it.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, we know, like we have a social kind of sense of when we're saying too much, when we're giving too much, if people aren't engaged.
Yes.
You know, if you see people's eye contact drop or they look away, then obviously you're not going to give all these details. But we know that as human beings, right? We can sense that. okay?
Right. Yes, exactly. And that's a very good point that I wasn't thinking about. You know, you don't want to drag it on forever. But this kind of reminded me of our conversation. You know, in our group conversation, sometimes we speak, you know, boom, 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 back and forth. And sometimes somebody kind of takes the floor for a longer amount of time. But you do have to understand when to stop.
Yeah, you know, but that's natural. That's normal. Yeah. And that's how a real live conversation really looks with native speakers. Longer stretches where one person is expressing and kind of expounding. Mm-hmm. And then shorter, it's where it's back and forth. It's like popcorn, right?
Right.
Popcorn style.
I love it. Yeah. So guys, again, the main idea here is to state your opinion, go deeper, and then tie it together at the end. So guys, try this out. You know, practice this. Write down this formula. Practice sharing your opinion with a story, right? You could try it with a friend. Take these topics. Something about the dogs we were just talking about, something from the other episode, and, you know, try it with a friend and see how, you know, using these kind of connector words and this formula works for you. So this is a good speaking practice.
Yeah, this is your formula, guys. And just go and take that step. Remember, what you have to do is push yourself to do that middle part, right, Michelle? That explanation, that deeper evidence piece.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you know, if we're not used to doing that in a new language, it's going to be a stretch, but we want you to stretch yourself. Go for the connection, not perfection, and do it. Just go for it, okay? Michelle, how can our listeners find out what their fluency score is?
Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Guys, if you want to find out your fluency score, go there. You'll take a short quiz to get your level, and then you can get resources for your level.
Exactly. 50%, 65%, or 80%. So which one are you? Go there and find out. And Michelle, what should we leave our listeners with today?
Guys, remember to listen to the other episode for more. This is about connecting opinions and stories to reality to really express yourself. And we gave you a formula today, some key words. So try it out today and really, you know, use this to practice.
Love it. Michelle, I'll see you on the next episode. Have a good one.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.